So this is a little bit of an update on the Zenon Data Grid, which is expected as a milestone for releasing a week before DevOps. DevOps is a conference, a big Java conference happening in Antwerp, Belgium. I believe it's the largest Java conference outside of Java 1. And the Zenon Data Grid is part of the Nelson framework, which is a JavaFX framework with open source components. And Zenon Data Grid brings in the much needed functionality of a table component for JavaFX 1.2. So in milestone 4, the big change is that you be able to reorder in model table or table model space. In the M3, you could only reorder rows and columns, header rows and columns, in renderer space. So it's pretty straightforward, that change, and I came across that error in the design because I started to implement the keyboard traversal. So in a spreadsheet, when you hit the cursor keys and you start traversing the cells, you hit what happens when you reach the boundaries of what you're viewing in the render space. Normally that scrolls the next column or the row into view. And then thereon I opened a can of unsightly maggots and worms, a design flaw. And reordering of rows and columns therefore takes place in user model space. That is the model space that your data model provides. And M4 therefore will have keyboard traversal and a few other things which I've listed in Jira. So you can find out more about this by visiting Project Kenai, which is kenai.com, and searching for Nelson, as in N-E-L-S-O-N, and then click on the issue tracking on that site and you'll be taken straight to the Jira. That's all for now, and this is my little update on the Zenon Data Grid. I'm Peter Pilgrim, and I am out. Thanks for listening.